Hi guys, it's so nice to have you here with us.
Hey, hello.
Really wanted to ask, so obviously, you know, the film is quite out there. Mm. How do you get inspired to come up with these ideas? Like, is there any way you, like, go about it, or...?
I guess it doesn't seem so out there for us. We're just opened up to creativity and to making sure that we are who we need to be. And I think that's a problem with a lot of people. You really have to find your creativity, be the person you need to be, no matter what you're going to end up loving or who you're loving or how people are going to see you. Because if you're not happy with yourself first, then how the hell are you going to love anyone else?
Well, there was a lovely flow with the project, too. Like, even with the show and then with the movie as well, like, there was a lovely flow with everyone who was involved. And, you know, Peach had her, you know, her groundwork set very, very clearly, but all of us brought our own element to it. And it really worked out. It worked out really, really well. You know, better than I've seen any, you know, crockpot.
Yeah, because Danny actually worked a lot in theater, right?
I did. Professional theater.
And behind the scenes and stuff like that. So, and I actually wanted to be a theater director before I became a musician and decided not to be a theater director because of, like, the dictatorship and the, you know. So this was really great to have a team and us to work together and.
Awesome. Will you be planning to do anything else like this again in the future? Maybe were the songs already in existence, so would you write them specifically for a show, do you think, at some point, or is this kind of the big one?
Never know. It's a long road.
How did you find the actual transposition between, you know, the idea of making theatre and then seeing it on a small or big screen? Did you think it a bit diminished as a product itself?
No, I actually liked it better because I got to watch it. I didn't have to do it every night. And also, I think that it's really... sometimes it's hard in theater to see the real close-ups in the action. And it was definitely a danger. And actually, we didn't know for sure that it would be a film. It was just documenting it. And then once we... Robin Thompson, who brilliantly edited and also filmed every night, you know, we realized that we could have a film. You'll see, like, the ending had to be changed, which is great. It was great that we could do that because it brought it back to actual, like, I don't know,
What was the ending before you changed it?
Before the ending? No, it was just like a play, like, let's all sing Fuck the Pain Away and everybody dance around and bring your friends up on stage and, you know. But you can't do that in a film. That just wouldn't work. And Cornelius Rapp, who did a fantastic job in the sound, you know, and the sound editing, making sure, you know, it was very important to me, too, that you didn't hear the audience laughing or talking or anything like that, because I wanted it to have more of your own experience, not like, I hear someone laughing, I guess I should be laughing, you know, it takes you out of that.
And I'm going to actually ask a question for both of you guys, you, Danny, and Peaches. If I drop the word feminism, what do you think? Because, first of all, you know, your overall work is like transcending sexuality in itself, and for you, Danny, in a way, you know, what you do, and also you're the living kind of proof of, like, the transition between the two things. So what's your take?
Well, feminism actually was a term used to bring on equal pay for men and women, so I don't see why anybody should be against that. And any woman who says they aren't a feminist, I find that pretty sad, because I actually feel it's very important for men to be feminists. And I'm not saying that it's all about all of us being female. I'm saying that it's about being humanist, and they're still disproportionate. So we need to look out for that. So that's how I see it.